This morning's assignment was to bring a verse and thoughts about preferring others over ourselves. And here in Philippians 2, verse 3, it says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regarding one another as more important than yourselves." Just looking around at the world, you see everybody just struggling to achieve success for themselves and get ahead and get famous so they can have an easy life. But the thing that separates the true church is that they're looking out for each other and helping the weak. And that is just, Jesus said, "By this all men shall know that you are my disciples, that you love one another."
I got Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." And preferring others for me means to think of others' needs before thinking of mine, and just looking around to see if there's ways I can help. And I thought about how in verse 5 it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Jesus, even in all his greatness, he came here to serve. And I think that's a good example for us that just kind of reminds us how much of a blessing it is to be able to serve others.
This is definitely something I still need a lot of work on. But I just had a thought that it's one thing to be just and fair and honest with your time and actions. But when you actually prefer others, you are actively putting their needs and wants ahead of your own. And I just think that's something really special.
I really like this verse here in Matthew 25:40. "The king will answer and say to them, 'Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.'" That's just such an encouragement to me to put others first. I know so many times I tend to do things for myself and I like to help people, but I think I need to focus on that more and just work on that, doing things for others like if it was Jesus. So
preferring others is to just put their needs ahead of yours and help them before you help yourself. And in Matthew 25:40, "The king will answer and say to them, 'Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me.'" And so we need to, like Randall said, do it like as if we're helping Jesus or doing it for him.
Matthew 5:38-42 says, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. What it says there, turning the other cheek and going the extra mile are some things I need to work on every day.
Treat others the same way you want to be treated. Luke 6:31. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conscience, but in lowliness of mind, let each
esteem
others better than himself.
By waiting my turn in line.